Good morning to you, first countrywide of autumn. And doesn't the weather feel aligned with the seasons this morning? River health in the headlines throughout the week as a plethora of government agencies try to figure out who or what is responsible for killing tens of thousands of fish on the River Blackwater in Munster. At the other end of the country, though, Uisce Éireann is running a pilot project to reduce the amount of pesticides going into lakes and rivers. They think it's going to be easier in the long run for them to stop pesticides getting into our drinking water than it is for them to have to take them out. So 35 farms in Cavan had individually tailored plans worked out for them in 2023 to reduce pesticide usage. On Wednesday, I visited father and son, Jimmy and James O'Donoghue, to see 2 years on what difference their plan had made.
Come on, come on. They're going to get 3 kilos a meal of a finishing ration on grass now over the next 2 months.
Have you ever seen prices like you're getting now at any point in your career?
No, definitely not. And it's great, and I suppose beef farmers have been left behind a wee bit maybe over the last number of years, and it's just great to see that we're finally getting a return for our project.
You're going to give me the not before time speech, are you?
Exactly. So we're hoping that it's here to last.
Jimmy and James's land in Drumminick is, as the name suggests, in the heart of Drumland country, a landscape that presents any farmer with a keen set of challenges.
As you can see, Philip, we're on the top ridge of the Drumland here now, and we're lucky in the regard that our land kind of runs this way and it falls off either side of it. And like the top parts of the hills are generally dry, but as you can see when you get down next to the now next to drains, like you're falling off a good few metres to get
so
there.
So easy to farm up here, much more challenging down there.
Down there, yeah.
You know, some years you'll get away better than others. It's just... but we're lucky we have the hills, and the hills are dry, you know.
The wet land at the bottom of the hill favours the growth of rushes rather than grass, and for years conventional wisdom was that you would spray MCPA to control those rushes. But it's a herbicide that once it enters a waterway has been detected up to 30 kilometres away from where it was first sprayed. The Uisce Éireann project has made a weed licker available to farms that need to spray. Basically, it's a roller towed behind a quad, and it targets the herbicide directly onto the rushes rather than the shotgun approach of spraying from a tractor.
The pesticide gets onto the brush here on the roller, and when it hits a weed, it makes contact with the weed then, and the pesticide is left on the weed. It's only weeds that will get it. And the beauty about it is here, it's pulled by a gator, a four-wheel drive gator, which is very easy.
Very light on the ground.
Light on the ground, yeah.
So not only do you have the advantage of not having to put a heavy tractor into your fields, you're also not using a boom and spraying massive amounts of pesticide on everything.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah. And it's reducing the amount of pesticide that ultimately needs to go out too.
The weed licker is a useful tool, but Jimmy and James have found that with better attention to soil health, they really don't need to use pesticides at all.
Our knowledge on it increased. We spread a lot more lime. Which has been a massive benefit to increasing the pH of the soil and reducing the weed burden. And we've spread, we've been more targeted with our fertilisers and our slurry.
It's really all about the soil at the end of the day, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
But if you have the acidity right, those weeds are not going to flourish.
Absolutely, and I think since 2022, we were on that journey before that, trying to increase soil fertility. And then with the help of this project here, we haven't used any pesticides since 2022.
And prior to that, how many times a year would you have been in spraying, do you think?
We wouldn't have sprayed any more than once in a year, but however, you're going in every year, to do this certain section of the farm here.
There wasn't a year that you could skip it because you knew those rushes would be crowding out the grass.
Absolutely, yeah.
most of our treatment plants aren't actually set up to treat for pesticides. You need special treatment processes added on. So the easiest and the most sustainable way to remove pesticides is to stop them getting into the water sources to begin with. My name's Lorraine Gaston and I'm the catchment manager at Uisce Éireann, responsible for drinking water source protection. We chose this catchment in Cavan, the Lara catchment, because it was typical of the environmental setting where we were seeing similar exceedances of pesticides. And the particular pesticide of concern here is MCPA.
The one that's used on the rushes.
That's right, yeah. It's particularly mobile and persistent. It can wash off the land really easily into our watercourses, and then it can hang around for a few weeks as well.
Early days in this project, but what kind of improvements are you hoping to see?
What we want to see in this project is a reduction in the load of pesticides in our watercourses. So we actually measure the water quality at various points throughout the catchment. And we also compare the results to another catchment where we're not actually doing any interventions at all.
So you have a control.
Yeah.
This is the test area.
Yeah.
At what point are you going to be able to conclude whether this has been a success or not?
Early indications are showing that we've got a slight decrease in the load within this catchment, so the trend is moving in the right direction, whereas in our control catchment, we've seen an increase there. And so that's looking positive.
So we're coming to the end of the part of the farm where the project dealt with, and I suppose this is the most difficult field on the farm, and it was highlighted to us. This was the boundary fence that was always there along here. This was identified as a flow path here. So what we've done here is we've put in...
So your water from the yard directly up at the top of the hill there was coming down here and carrying God only knows what with it.
Correct, correct. So as a result, we've put in 460 metres of native white thorn hedge, which will intercept that pathway on the way down.
Do you know, this is how they made the sound effect for the blaster guns in the Star Wars movies back in the 1970s?
With the fences, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it, yeah, you can hear it.
Not sure if your fence would have been a good candidate.
No.
Need to be a bit tighter.
One thing we've learned from working with the farmers is that they don't want to harm the environment, and just providing support and education of simple ways they can do that through improving best practices, but also having specific measures for their individual farms. So each farmer as part of this project got a water and environmental management plan which identified the bespoke measures that they could do on their farm.
Is that the lesson to learn from this, that if we want to improve water quality, ultimately the only way that that can be achieved is farm by farm with bespoke plans for each of those farms?
It's really about putting the right measures in the right place, and you do need to address that at a field scale on each farm.
So I'm wrong. It's not even farm by farm. It's field by field.
It really is, yes. Each field has different drainage pathways, different soil types and different risk categories, and they need to be properly understood.
Lorraine Gaston from Uisce Éireann there, and thanks to the O'Donoghues for showing us the farm in Drumminick and what it is that they've done in the last 2 years. Win, win, win stuff. Measurable improvements in water quality, less money spent on pesticides, better grass growth.